The State Parks Department has fired a longtime official who's been out on long-term disability leave. It's the latest incident involving a state employee's firing. In fact, late last year, Governor Ducey instituted a new step for agency directors to go through before they can get rid of an employee. Craig Harris has been covering this for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central, and he joins me. Hi, Craig. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us about this latest employee. What was his situation?
Well, his name's Kelly Moffitt. He's a deputy director. He was on short-term leave, then on long-term leave for over a year as he was recovering from a stroke. And he was part of the previous administration at Parks. And when the new administration came under Sue Black, who was appointed by Governor Ducey, you know, he kind of got sideways with her. He wasn't a fan of her management style. You know, he also supported another employee who contended that Director Black berated employees, got drunk at events, didn't represent the agency well. So he kind of fell out of favor. And then out of the blue, as he's been on disability leave for a long time, he got fired over the weekend. And he contends it's retribution. He's being targeted because he's been outspoken. On the flip side, he's been out of work for a long time, and the state contends, well, they need to do this in order to fill his position. The question comes, well, he's been out of work for a year and a half on disability leave. Why did you fire him now? It seems kind of a curious state of firing for this situation.
Have you been able to get any kind of sense as to why the firing happened right now?
Well, no, not at all. Parks isn't talking. Sue Black isn't talking. Her deputy director, Jim Keegan, who fired Kelly Moffitt, isn't talking. And the state had a spokeswoman from the Department of Administration, who's kind of the personnel office, come out and say, well, they needed to do this as a technical measure to fill his position. Well, that may be, but, you know, the director at Parks has created a lot of other executive positions without having to do this. So the timing seems a bit curious, and it kind of follows a pattern of what we've seen in state government with agencies such as Department of Economic Security or Juvenile Corrections, where, you know, if the director doesn't like you, they just fire you. And that was a big problem that we saw last year, starting around this time with the Ducey administration, where hundreds of public employees were fired for no reason at all, because they're all at will. And so it really creates a big problem for the governor as far as how are you going to recruit good people or retain good people when on a whim you can get fired.
Yeah, and you've been writing about this, Craig, for quite a while now. And as you wrote, Governor Ducey created this new step for agency directors. They basically have to justify each individual firing now before it can go into effect?
Well, that's what's supposed to happen, but it doesn't look like it happened here in the case with the parks. The new policy that the governor's office implemented last year is that only directors can fire people. They still have the right to hire and fire who they want. The governor lets the directors do it, but this didn't happen in this case. This was a deputy director fired another deputy director. That's supposed to be a no-no under the Ducey administration, but apparently the rules weren't followed this time, and it doesn't really matter what new rules are in effect because they weren't followed.
You referenced a few of the agencies, including Juvenile Corrections, the Department of Economic Security, and State Parks. Is there a sense of why these particular agencies have had this many firings and this many, I guess, high-profile, controversial firings?
Well, you know, I think in the situation with Economic Security and the case with Parks, these were both appointees by the governor. These were people who came in and were given carte blanche to basically run the agency as they wanted. At Juvenile Corrections, that person was a holdover from the Brewer administration. But what they'll say is that the governor a year ago wanted to trim government, and, you know, they started with the Brewer administration. They wanted to get people, you know, get bad employees out. You know, they wanted to get to a situation where if you had a bad employee, you wanted to make it easier to get rid of them. Well, the problem is it's gone all the way to one side where there's no rights for public employees in the state of Arizona, and they can be fired without cause for no reason at all, just goodbye. And so there seems to be, you know, a clear gap on what happens here at the state level compared to what happens at the federal level, where people have been frustrated with you can't fire bad employees like at the VA because of all the protections. And then at the state level, it's very easy. It's incredibly easy to fire someone regardless of their performance.
Right. Well, do you have a sense of how morale is in the state employee workforce? I mean, this has been going on for quite a while now and doesn't seem super widespread throughout state government. But do you have a sense of what state workers are saying about all this?
Well, I think things are better at economic security. I think things have calmed down since the old director was removed. I think things, you know, I'm not quite sure. Juvenile corrections, that's a pretty tough job regardless. I know at Parks, there's been a lot of turnover. There's been a lot of criticism of the new director. Now, to her credit, she has improved revenue. She's improved attendance. She's done a lot of things the governor has wanted her to do to prioritize the agency. But there's been a real a lot of adversity with other people who are there. Now, remember, when the new people who came in, Republicans replaced Republicans. So it wasn't like you had a group of Democrats come in and having to work for a group of Republicans. You had a conservative Republican replace a conservative Republican. But there has been, in some of these state agencies, a lot of turmoil with people not knowing from day to day, at least last year, whether they're going to have a job. Now, things seem to have calmed down and have gotten better because I think it's bad publicity for the governor if people are getting fired left and right for no reason. But I think in morale statewide can be challenging. Public employees have not had a raise in a long time. A lot of places are working under very difficult situations. And so I think it makes it really tough when you have people who are not getting raises and you are seeing other people coming in and getting hired by friends of people in higher ups who are getting paid more than you. So that makes it difficult.
Craig Harris is a reporter for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Craig, thanks for your time as always.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.